The maid of honor was Natalie's sister, Julie. She stood on the dais with the bouquet in both hands and a lifeless, robotic smile on her lips. We'd never met, but I'd seen pictures and heard them talk on the phone. Julie, too, looked stunned by this development. I tried to meet her eye, but she was working that thousand-yard stare. I looked back at Natalie's face, and it was as if small explosives detonated in my chest. Just boom, boom, boom. Man, this had been a bad idea. When the best man brought out the rings, my lungs started shutting down. It was hard to breathe. Enough. I had come here to see it for myself, I guess. I had learned the hard way that I needed that. My father died of a massive coronary 5 months ago. He had never had a heart problem before, and was by all accounts in good shape. I remembered sitting in that waiting room, being called into the doctor's office, being told the devastating news, and then being asked, both there and at the funeral home, if I wanted to see his body. I passed. I figured that I didn't want to remember him lying on a gurney or in a casket. I would remember him as he was. But as time went on, I started having trouble accepting his death.